Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Let's get you cooking right now. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering and What's Cooking. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Man, what a big week.
It's Happy Friday.
A Happy Friday and a massive weekend on the Gulf Coast. So much going on. And we're going to need some fuel to get us through the weekend. And you're the man to turn to for that. What are we cooking this weekend, Alec?
Well, you know, I just feel like a good old Reuben this weekend. So I was going to do a braised corned beef brisket, you know.
Nice.
And it's really easy. I mean, man, you do a little bit of work and then you just let it cook for a while, you know. So I get a nice big piece of corned beef brisket, maybe about a 5-pound piece, something like that. Because it's going to shrink to about, you know, 2 or 3 pounds when you get through cooking. But, you know, I just rub it real good with some salt and pepper and garlic. And I use a little kitchen bouquet to get me that sear. And I sear it in a skillet really good on both sides. And then I put it in a little roasting pan. And I put in some onions and some garlic and stuff like that. And I put some water in it till I fill up right above the meat. Then I just put some foil over the top, and I stick it in the oven at about 275, really low temp. And I cook it for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 hours, however long it takes, till it just falls apart, you know. And then I take it out, and, man, you can eat it straight up like that. Or I'm thinking about just making me some Reubens, get me some kraut, and I'll caramelize the kraut and all that kind of stuff. So it's really good. I call that my braised corned beef brisket.
Yeah, I love that. And getting that good sear on it before you throw it in the oven to roast, man, it sounds like a winning recipe there. And with those briskets, Alec, you don't need to add a whole lot of flavor. It doesn't sound like you're going to be in the kitchen dicing things up for hours and hours. Just a little bit of onion and garlic and salt and pepper and some of that seasoning, and you're good to go.
You sound like you need a job. I got an opening in the kitchen if you need some work. I know how tough it is over there. You know?
Qualified for a job live on the air.
That's until someone eats the food I make.
Yeah, right.
Then it's over for me. Alec, if someone wants to book Naaman's Catering, plenty of worthwhile reasons to do so. Got tailgating coming up, plenty of holidays on the way. Or if they want to just come by and pick up some of those great heat and eat options you have, how can they do that?
Man, I tell you, that's the easy stuff. You know, we got the deep sea fishing rodeo, so if somebody catches some fish and wants me to cook it, I'll coo that for you. I sure will. Got the Nappy Awards tonight, all that kind of good stuff. So call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. And, of course, follow us on all them social media sites because we just like that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you're having corporate breakfast or lunch at your office, you need some help, we do that stuff every day. And weddings and, God, football's around the corner.
It is.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I know what
Man,
you know what to think.
I know. God bless. What can I say? Go Jack.
Yeah, Sunbelt Media Days. I think they've had them already. Or was it Media Day?
Yeah, that's been this week. Yeah, Sunbelt Media. And I've always said the Sunbelt coaches don't know what they're talking about. They have South finishing sixth in their division, 6 out of 7 teams. What do they know anyway? 7:58. That's Alec Naaman and Naaman's Catering and What's Cooking. Jeremy Clark with Vets to Cowboys joins us next.